after a disappointing midweek and a long trip away at Cardiff. Great to get back to very good home win.
Yeah, of course. I think that was it probably impacted on us in the first half. I think, you know, the players were a little bit leggy. It took them probably half an hour to go into the game. I was saying that we probably had the better chances early on. We hit the post. We got some good areas. But I thought second half we started the game, started the half really well. We took control of it. Scored an excellent first goal. Great interplay. Great ball by Neil and Mitchell. Great pass. I think everyone in the ground thinking James Murphy's going to shoot, and he's got that. And he just pulled it into Tom, and it's a great run and a great finish by Tom. And it gives us then a platform, and you can see, you know, the confidence in the players. And we've always said if we can get the first goal in this league's massive. If you can always get the first goal, it gives you the platform to play from. And I thought, you know, then they changed their shape and went for it. And we picked them off in the counter-attack, which is pleasing as well, because we had that cutting edge about us as well, which we've been critical of the players. And, you know, we were ruthless and took our chances and put the game to bed.
Defensively, though, first half was tough, and the back four with the goalkeeper did very well, and especially with Denny in midfield. So that must be pleasing, another clean sheet as well.
Yeah, of course. You know, they're a good team. You know, although Gavin's got them... You know, well organised, and they play in little pockets and they go try and overload you and cause you problems. And I just felt because we never got up to the ball, and I think, you know, there's a little bit of that from Wednesday night as well. You know, it was a tough game, a tough journey down, and players not getting home till the hours of Thursday. I thought once the players got their legs, and Neil Mitchell affected the game fantastic for us. You know, Luke's been a fantastic player for us over the years, and he's affected the game again for us in a positive way. But I was pleased with everyone. The lads who come on and sub and made an impact for us as well. So, no, it was a good day for us, a real good day.
And then we go on to next Friday. So, you said in the previous weeks we played the teams in the top five, which is always going to be tough. Now we've ended up playing Carmarthen and then Barry Town at home. Now we've got a big one against Aber on Friday. So
Yeah, well, look, you know, it's going to settle for it. It's going to be a really good game. It's a local derby, I'm sure. You know, they'll be looking forward to it. We are. It'll be set up to be a really good game. But, you know, there's a good feeling about the place now. You know, we've got, look, you know, I think it, I say it quite a lot, and, you know, I'm not just saying it, but, you know, the amount of players we've had this year, the new players, and, you know, it takes time to gel, it takes time, and the work we do on the training ground, and, you know, the mentality of the players is excellent, really good. And even though when, you know, we had the spell last month, you know, we never stopped believing it. And I just said that to the players now, you know, and that's testament to their character and testament to the work that we do and the staff do off the pitch as well, which is important. So, you know, it's a great 3 points for us, and we'll enjoy tonight, and then we'll look forward to next week.
Cool. Well done, Chris. Okay, enjoy your Saturday.
Thanks, mate.